A new gun law went into effect today in Maryland, and it's one of the strictest in the nation. The law bans more than 40 assault rifles and makes it harder to get handguns. Challengers are still fighting the law in court. As Jacob Fenston reports, the law has also had an unintended effect: record gun sales over the summer.
Maryland's new gun law bans assault rifles and high-capacity magazines, and it makes the state one of only six to require people buying handguns to get fingerprinted and take gun safety courses. Gun owners aren't happy, and in recent weeks they've been flocking to snap up firearms. On Monday, outside Fred's Sporting Goods in Waldorf, Maryland, there was a huge crowd and a countdown sign advertising one day left.
68! Come on down!
78, and we've been waiting here for over an hour now.
I'm here purchasing a handgun today.
For home protection.
A gun for my wife.
Assault rifle.
Gun owner Leslie Cates says the law is just a lot of bureaucratic nonsense.
I want to be able to own and have what I like and what I want, and I don't feel like the government should be able to tell me what I can and can't have and how I have to get it.
Shopper Gary Gilroy says the new law infringes on his rights.
I think it's unconstitutional. I think it's against the Second Amendment.
Store owner Joe Herbert says he was ready for the onslaught of customers ahead of the deadline.
I got full staff for the last week and a half, been working overtime.
He says he can't keep his shelves stocked. In recent weeks, he's done about five times as many sales as usual. And it's been like this all over the state.
We're working 21 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sergeant Mark Black, spokesperson for the Maryland State Police. That's the organization responsible for processing background checks. He says this is an unprecedented surge in gun purchases.
As of September 20th, we're looking at over 106,000 applications.
That's more than double the number for all of 2011. The rush on firearms started after the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, when President Obama started pushing Congress to tighten federal gun laws. That didn't happen, but in Maryland, lawmakers got behind state legislation. Democratic State Senator Brian Frosch.
People felt that we had to do something. And I think we ended up doing something that will save thousands of lives in our state. It's not perfect, but I think we've addressed in a evidence-based manner the public health problem that we have in this country.
In addition to putting in place strict fingerprint licensing requirements, the law empowers state police to inspect gun dealers and punish those not following the law. These are two of the most effective steps a state can take to reduce gun violence, according to Daniel Webster. He directs the Center for Gun Policy and Research at Johns Hopkins University.
When states have these two critical pieces, they have far fewer guns that are diverted to criminals.
Gun rights supporters haven't given up fighting the new law. They filed two federal lawsuits backed by the NRA. The plaintiffs declined to comment for this story. Back at Fred's Sporting Goods, store owner Joe Herbert is no fan of the new law, but he isn't too worried about business.
Business will still go on. Handguns will still be sold. The biggest thing is the AR is going to be banned.
The AR-15, a top-selling assault rifle, and the weapon used by the shooter in Newtown. It's now illegal in Maryland. His customers will adapt, he says, and so will he.
There's other sporting rifles that are very, very similar, which will still be legal.
And customers who put in an order by the deadline yesterday will still be able to pick up weapons banned today. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.
This is NPR.